It is really important that hospitals really take the time, make the commitment, and have those expert resources. And there's a number of ways to get to the cost savings, but I always say that, you know, cost savings aren't always equal, because you can get 10% reduction, let's say, we'll call it in sleep studies. However, if the market, if you really look at reimbursement, right? So something like sleep studies and lithotripsy, where you can actually map those to reimbursement. But if you don't do that, and let's say you get that 10% discount, that could still be a loss for a hospital, right? So how many times have we come in after other companies have kind of taken the 10 or 15% discount, and we've come in afterwards and said, okay, well, in these clinical areas, we'd like to see what the reimbursement is, particularly also in some of those specialty reference lab tests. And when we do that analysis, the hospital is either losing money or not as profitable as they should be. And then we're able to really right-size those purchase services, what those fees really should be. So, and that takes some time. And so while we look at a purchase services engagement, it's about so much about going back and looking at the invoices, looking at the contract, matching the invoices to the contract, understanding utilization, looking at reimbursement when we can, and we benchmark. We just don't come in and benchmark. We go to a very granular level, and that's the only way that purchase services should be looked at. By just looking at a price, it will be woefully not optimized. There's so many different components. And the other thing we're seeing in the marketplace is that there are different structures. And so like Rich made a great point about dialysis. You're seeing that there's more hemodialysis. There's more hidden fees in these prices. So, you know, the ability to be able to understand and pull those apart is very important. And I want to mention, so that reimbursement perspective is very important. Those purchase services that can be mapped to reimbursement has to be. And really, it takes some expert resources to understand the Medicare, managed care, self-pay, and other forms of payments to know how to do that analysis, so that when you go to negotiations and you're looking at pricing, you're going to get the best price and understand what that needs to be, that profitability needs to be.